All right, Naz Long with me now from Kansas City Sprint Center. First of all, Naz, you guys coming back to defend your title. How different is it this year kind of rolling into Kansas City, you know, with that, with that target on your back coming up this weekend in the Big 12 tournament?
It's pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Being able to call ourselves defending champs is definitely something that we wanted to do last year. You know what I'm saying? And we got that now. You know, we got what we asked for. But with that being said, we didn't win the regular season championship. You know what I'm saying? Kansas did. And we feel like we have a chip on our shoulder because of that. We felt like we were capable of doing it. And you know, we fell a little bit short. No shots at Kansas. You know, great team, great program. But it's a whole different ball game now. Last year is last year. And you know, we're a new team.
You know, we heard you guys say that you were learning from those losses. I guess it all started back here when you guys lost to Maryland in the Sprint Center. Is it safe to say that you have learned from those along the way?
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? In all those losses, we were able to learn something. You know, I feel like now more than ever, we're tight. You know what I'm saying? Our camaraderie is built so much through those losses. And you know, I'll credit my guys to that, man. We could have easily just thrown in the towel and just been like, forget it. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't. And you know, we pulled out some big wins. We had some tough losses as well. So we've learned from it all, and we're ready to go.
You guys had that historic 21-point comeback against Oklahoma. And I said this a lot about last year's teams, too, where I think it speaks to the chemistry that you have. If you didn't have that chemistry, you wouldn't play for each other. You wouldn't be able to mount a comeback like that no matter where you're at. How much, now looking back at it, you had another comeback on Saturday night. Kind of, we can see it from the outside, but inside the locker room, how much did that comeback do for you guys as far as confidence and brotherhood and all that?
It did a whole lot, you know what I'm saying? Because even though, you know, sometimes guys like myself, I don't pay attention to, you know, what people say on Twitter too much, let it get to my heart, but we do see that. And you know, to see people kind of say that they didn't really believe in us, you know, having the camaraderie to come back from deficits like we could last year and so forth, you know, it felt good to be able to do that. And you know, it definitely showed, again, a sense of camaraderie because guys were just playing the role. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't shooting it well that night. You know, Dustin had it off a little bit. But then when Monte and George started to lead us, you know what I'm saying, guys just came in and played their role. You know, I hit one shot. Dooley came in, big dunk. It was a momentum swing. Bench was up. Hilton was rocking. You know what I'm saying? And it just showed how much of a team we can be. And when we play our best, what we're capable of doing. And that's everything we want to be. So, you know, it was definitely a big step.
Big assumption here, but I'm going to assume that you guys play Texas tomorrow night, and anything can happen in this league, obviously, but you're 2-0 against them. What have you guys been able to do against that team that you'll try and exploit again tomorrow night?
You know, well, the first time we played them, they came out in zone, and I feel like, you know, George and Jamil at our big spots is very, 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 you know, opens things up to us. You know what I'm saying? Their high-low is insane. You know what I'm saying? George is such a great passer. Jamil's such a great finisher. So we're able to pick apart that. And shooters like myself, we're able to get open. And if they switch to man, you know what I'm saying, we just want to kind of exploit the fact that they have very great bigs, you know what I'm saying, but we can beat them on the slow, on the speed type end, you know what I'm saying? So whether they come out in zone, whether they come out in man, we're just going to do what we do. Coach Hoiberg is one of the best coaches in the country, man, and he's known for finding ways to get through different defenses. So, you know, whatever they come out with, we'll be able to run our stuff.
They I think they played a smaller lineup when you guys played them in Austin. Is there a chance you think that they go even smaller tomorrow night, maybe put Holmes on George, you know, change it up that way?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. You know what I'm saying? I know they've had a couple ups and downs, but with that being said, they have a great coach in Rick Barnes, you know what I'm saying? And they have a great, great group of guys, you know what I'm saying? Their potential is through the roof, and I feel like at some point it might, you know, cap out, you know what I'm saying? And they might find that peak, and, you know, hopefully it's not tomorrow, but, you know, they're going to switch things up and try and find a way, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, there's no way a lot of people pick them in the Final Four, so the look pass factor has to be gone. I mean, when you look across and you see Miles Turner and you see Holmes and Felix, I mean, it's a pretty incredible collaboration of talent for a 7 seed.
Insanely incredible, you know what I'm saying? Those, you don't want to see that team in the NCAA tournament as one of the lower seeds, you know what I'm saying? And they're a great team. Like you said, you know, Miles Turner, they got Isaiah Taylor, Ridley, Felix coming off the bench, you know. The list goes on. That team is very deep, you know what I'm saying? And again, they're led by a great coach, so anything is possible with them.
Now, question for you. This was your third year playing in the Big 12. Was this the toughest year as far as competition goes?
Easily. Easily the toughest year. Night in, night out, you know what I'm saying? We had to to battle, and it was really a grind, you know what I'm saying? And everyone tested us. Baylor's gotten better, surprisingly. You know what I'm saying? Kansas is always Kansas. Oklahoma's a great team. West Virginia came up with that insane press every game, you know what I'm saying? I think this was the year. This was easily the toughest year.
Thanks, Nass. Good luck, man.
No problem, Chris. Thank you.